The company planning to build one of the world's biggest prawn farms right here in the Northern Territory says it's looking at ways to accelerate that development. If you're not across it, it's called Project Sea Dragon. It's got a price tag of $1.5 billion US. It's to be built on Lejeune Station, which is out on the WANT border. And it's just a monster of a project. Some of the numbers are mind-boggling. It's a really cool project. Its executive director, Dr. Chris Mitchell, joins us now, and really appreciate your time, Chris. You're looking to accelerate development. How?
Thanks, Matt. Well, we've always said that the first stage would be 1,080 hectares, and we're now thinking, well, what's next? And we're seeing real opportunity to bring on the second stage of another 1,000 hectares pretty shortly after that. Of course, we have to do the environmental impact statement for the first 1,000 hectares and get all the approvals for that. And the question was always, well, how long would it take to get the next part going? And what we're seeing is some opportunities to move that forward, provided we get through those hoops first.
Has anything happened to trigger this enthusiasm?
I guess there are three things. We're very heartened by the federal government's and the territory government's policy approaches. We think that some of the possibilities for infrastructure support, some of the opportunities in relation to the North Australia infrastructure facility can enable us to bring forward other financing more quickly than otherwise. So it's really trying to put all the pieces of the jigsaw puzzle together to make the project happen as efficiently as possible.
The federal government's $5 billion loan scheme for Northern Australia, does your company have a hat in the ring?
We will have a hat in the ring. There have been no formal bids put up, but we've been tracking the policy development very quickly. And I guess one of the things that we do know that's happened recently is the legislation has been introduced to the lower house in Parliament. And there's been a joint standing committee recently report this week, in fact, that it believes that this facility should go ahead. So that kind of positive support from the Parliament of Australia saying that this is a good policy measure also gives us some heart.
And what's your understanding of that process from here to try and tap into that loan scheme?
That hasn't been spelled out yet. Clearly, we've been looking at the mandate. We know the government has said there'll be a board appointed and that process will roll forward as it comes. But we have been clearly following this opportunity closely as we try and talk to potential overseas investors, local investors, about how to get the whole project financed.
I just got a text here from Mark who says Lejeune's a pretty quiet place. Where would the labour come from for the project?
Okay, so it's not all that far away from Kununurra, and also we would have people in a village on the property. And the reason for that is, funnily enough, prawns like to be looked after. You've got to see them every day. And so rather like some mining projects, you'd have residential accommodation out there. We're doing a very thorough labour assessment as part of the feasibility study, and we'll be able to answer that question in much more detail after this piece of work's been done.
Has the company worked out where you'll get the water yet for that initial 1,000 hectares of ponds?
Yes, the water comes from both the ocean, but also there's a very large dam on the property, and that's part of the feasibility work that we've done. We've got a lot of confidence that the water is there and available within the existing dam and infrastructure. We'll need to put some new channel in to bring the water into the prawn ponds, but the availability of water looks to be reasonably secure.
That's one of the biggest private dams in Australia, isn't it, there at Lejeune?
That's right.
It's a monster.
That's right.
We've heard there's been challenges when it comes to native title negotiations with Ord Stage 3. Your project's pretty close to that. How's your company going when it comes to talks with traditional owners?
We think that we're going pretty well, but it's really up to the traditional owners to say that. But what we have tried to do as a company is keep them as well informed as we go along as possible. So we try and operate on a no surprises basis, and we give as much information to the traditional owners and the Northern Land Council as we have to hand, and that's the approach that we're taking.
So what's the current time frame in terms of first prawns out there at Lejeune?
So we've said that we aim to have the project investment ready by the end of this year, and then it'll take a couple of years to build, and I think it'll be around 2019, because the critical part of this is actually breeding up the population of prawns ready to put on the ponds. So you've got to go and fish them, you've got to make sure, check them for disease, and you've got to breed them, and that's actually the critical time frame.
Just finally, I don't know if you were tuning into our great coverage of Food Futures Conference this week, Chris, but the big question that was being thrown around was, what do investors want? And I wonder if you've got a thought on that, given that your project is looking for investors.
I think investors certainly want confidence. They want to understand that a company does have its formal and other social licences to operate. In terms of this market and our product, they want continuity of supply, and they want high quality. And really, our project is based on the strengths of Northern Australia and the Northern Territory. Very strong biosecurity. You're confident that you're not near another prawn farm, which might bring in, which might not be as strong on biosecurity. And overseas people are very keen on high quality, safe product to eat.
I know you've got to head off to a meeting, so I'll let you go. I really appreciate your time on the Country Hour today.
Thanks, Matt. Appreciate it.